not only in the U.S., gas prices are affecting the way of life. In China, people are protesting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Chinese police arrested and broke up hundreds of protesters today in Shanghai. The demonstrators were truck drivers angry over high gas prices and the rising cost of doing business there. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports the unrest is about high inflation and why truck drivers are the ones feeling the pinch.
The protests are just the latest sign of the rapidly rising cost of pretty much everything in China. And Jeffrey Crothel with the China Labor Bulletin says he isn't surprised that it's truck drivers who are one of the first major groups to go on the offensive.
It's always the lowest paid workers, factory workers, people in the service sector, and truck drivers as well, who are going to feel the effects of inflation first.
Crothel says the Chinese government is worried, too.
And they're trying very hard to try and improve the situation for workers by increasing the minimum wage.
Not only that, but this week the government announced it would stop collecting income taxes from people who make less than $500 a month, a possible sign that the government is nervous about inflation's impact on China's overall stability. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Tomorrow marks 1 year to the day that Greece officially requested a European bailout. It was the first Eurozone country to do that. The Greek anniversary coincides with a lot of talk about a possible restructuring of that country's debt this weekend. Some of that talk has triggered a criminal investigation. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from the European desk in London to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So now the European debt crisis has turned into some sort of criminal caper. I mean, who's the alleged perpetrator here?
A trader at the London headquarters of Citigroup. He sent out an email this week saying there seems to be more market noise about the possibility that Greece will restructure its national debt as early as this weekend. In other words, the Greek government may announce it's not going to pay back all the money it borrowed. Now, this email became public and the Greek government reacted with fury. It accused the trader of spreading false rumors. It launched a police inquiry and has even asked Interpol to interview the trader here in London.
And what's been the response then from the business community, Stephen, and from Citigroup?
Citigroup seems bemused. I mean, the bank denies that the trader did anything wrong. And I must say the general reaction here is that the Greek government has overreacted to what has been the general buzz in the market over the past week. Martina Stivas is the London correspondent of the Greek Free Press newspaper, and she's critical of the Greek government's response.
I think what would be best is to have a convincing response to whether there will be a restructuring instead of engaging Interpol and shooting the messenger.
And it's worth remembering, Steve, that many of these heavily indebted governments in Europe have tended to blame traders and speculators for their woes rather than themselves for running up huge debts.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. A lot of global stock exchanges closed for the Good Friday holiday, especially in Europe and here in the United States. But the markets in Asia that were open closed mostly lower today. Chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices, AMD as we know it, said its first quarter revenue was up 2% year over year. Toyota is recalling 333,000 RAV4s and Highlander SUVs because of an airbag issue. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 52 points to close at 12,505.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. On the web at Chevy.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
There's a big royal wedding a week from today, have you heard? One that's garnered a lot of attention from around the world, an event that for some protesters of the British monarchy underscores the need to get rid of the throne and replace it with a more modern style of rule, one that doesn't cost as much money. Reporter Christopher Worth explains.
On a cold afternoon in London, about 40 protesters stand outside the gates of Buckingham Palace, calling for the Queen of England to pack up her bags and go.
I'm very, very proud to see a good turnout, and we're going to keep on protesting until we get rid of the monarchy, and we can one day elect our head instead.
These are Republicans, a term with a very different meaning in the UK, who want to see Britain's centuries-old system of hereditary kings and queens replaced with a democratically elected president.
I want to live in a democracy, as you do in the United States.
Tony Mitchell is a retired school teacher who came out for the protest, organized by a group called Republic. It says since the royal wedding was announced nearly 5 months ago, the organization has seen a 50% jump in its number of supporters. Many, like Mitchell, don't want the taxpayer to pay for it.
The Queen is one of the richest women in the world. She should foot the bill for the wedding.
To be fair, the royal family says it is paying for the wedding itself. But Graham Smith, Republic spokesman, says the British taxpayer is still on the hook for anywhere from $13 to $30 million in security and other related costs.
It's costing the country an enormous amount of money to have this wedding.
Not so, says Barry Twigg of the Constitutional Monarchy Association. It's a group that supports the royal family. He says overall, the total cost of having the monarchy is actually quite affordable.
When you work it out, it costs no more than 2 pints of milk per person per year.
In other words, about $60 million annually. But Graham Smith says when you add in other costs like private helicopters and the revenue the royal family earns and keeps from its land holdings, that figure is more like $300 million. And that expense will be even more scrutinized during this time of deep public spending cuts in Britain. From London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, a Maryland man did something a lot of us have thought about, getting one of those camera speeding tickets and having it thrown out. The man took a series of pictures he was sent, superimposed them on top of one another to show the judge he couldn't have been speeding. The judge said there was enough reasonable doubt to throw the ticket out. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Work to live or live to work? Whatever the choice, the truth is we're often defined by what we do.
People's relationship to their work is focal in American culture. It is the thing that grounds us.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Work and writing fiction takes on the daily grind. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.